This is Alive with Joseph.
I'm going to dedicate this particular service to singles. It does not matter if you are married. You are going to be in a place to advise your younger sister, to advise your daughter, to advise people around you. For me, the best time to hear the best message on marriage is when you are single. It's like God is showing you the exam questions before you write the exams. You just go in and you write based on information. And if you are married and you are in this service, pay more attention. I am very attentive of my single seminars because of my daughters. They cannot make the mistakes that I made. That would be twice foolish. They cannot be blind where I was blinded. I must be able to have candid conversations based on information. Praise the Lord. I call this service Consequence of Mismatch. Consequence of Mismatch. Let's read the Bible. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 and 2. Consequence of Mismatch. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 and 2. Now, regarding the questions you asked in your letter, yes, it is good to abstain from sexual relations. But because there is so much sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman should have her own husband. Joshua 9, 3 to 18. That's a long reading, but come with me. I'm going somewhere. Don't forget what we called it, consequence of mismatch. In fact, I call it consequence of destiny mismatch. Joshua 9. 3 to 18. We have a lot of Bibles to read, but don't worry, we are good. But when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to what? Are you guys awake now? They resorted to what? They resorted to deception to save themselves. They sent ambassadors to Joshua, loading their donkeys with weathered saddle bags and old patched wineskin. They put on worn out patched sandals and ragged clothes, and the bread they took with them were dry and moldy. Deception, remember. And when they arrived at the camp of Israel at Gilgal, they told Joshua and the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant land to ask you to make a peace treaty with us." The Israelites replied, "These Hivites, how do we know that you don't live nearby? For if you do, we cannot make a treaty with you." They replied, "We are your servants." "But who are you?" Joshua demanded. "Where did you come from?" They answered, "Your servants came from a very distant country. We have heard of the might of the Lord your God and all he did in Egypt. We have also heard what he did to the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, kings Sihon of Heshbon and King Og of Bashan, who lived in Ashtoreth. So our elders and all the people instructed us, 'Take supplies for a long journey. Go meet with the people of Israel and tell them, we are your servants. Please make treaty with us. This bread was hot from the oven when we left home. But now, see, as you can see, it is dry and moldy." Lies. "This wineskin were new when we filled them, but now they are old and split open. Our clothes and our sandals are worn out from very long journey." Go kakata libradosha. So the Israelites examined their food. Read after me. Destiny mismatch. So the Israelites examined their beauty. So the Israelites examined the car he was driving. So the Israelites examined his educational background. So the Israelites examined the posh area of town he lives. But she did not consult the Lord. But he did not consult the Lord. Then Joshua did what? Then she entered a marriage covenant. Joshua made a peace treaty with them and guaranteed their safety. And the leaders of the community rallied, ratified their agreement with a binding oath. 3 days after the treaty. 3 years after the marriage. They learned that these people actually live nearby. The Israelites set out at once to investigate, late investigation, and reached their towns in 3 days. The names of these three towns were Gibeon, whatever, whatever, and whatever. I can't sound it. But the Israelites did not attack the town, for the Israelite leaders had made a vow to them in the name of the Lord God of Israel. The people of Israel grumbled against their leader because of the treaty. Destiny mismatch. Show me Matthew 20:20-22, and I will begin to break it down for you. Don't ever forget this story. Go back and read it in as many versions, especially if you are single. You are a parent, your children are growing. Go and read so that you'll be guided on how to pray. There's so much deception and lies going on. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her two sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "In your kingdom, let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one to the left and the other to the right." Jesus answered by saying to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I'm about to drink?" "Oh yes," they replied, "we are able." And Jesus told them, "You will drink it. You will indeed drink from my bitter cup. But I have no right to say who will sit at the left or right. But my Father has prepared those places for the ones that he has chosen." Praise the Lord. Thank you, Spirit of God. There is no technology to survive a bad marriage. Don't be in a hurry to leave your single season. Approach your marriage prayerfully. Don't ever rush into a marriage. I'm deliberately going slowly so that it will sink in. It's your morning coffee. There is no technology to survive a bad marriage. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is a bad marriage. I was talking to someone and I said, "You know why God said I hate divorce?" He didn't say I hate the divorce. He said I hate divorce. You know why? Check it in Malachi. He said because violence does not leave your life. Divorce is like somebody dying but not burying. It's like a death without burial. When someone you love dies, you bury and you take it away from your eyes. You don't see it again. You are left with the memory. But you know what divorce is? It's like a death without burial. You may just be going into the store and you see that person. The whole pain, the whole experience, the whole rage, the whole wrath comes back again and you leave that place more angry. No matter how much you've made up your mind not to be an angry person, if you ever go through divorce, it's going to take the miracle and because everybody feels right. To mess up your future, all the enemy needs is to introduce you to a wrong person. To mess up your future, your beautiful future, your life that had been going on so well, it's like cracking 9 beautiful eggs, fresh eggs, and putting one bad egg in it. It kills all the 9 eggs and they are all useless. So even if you had your 9 things, your 9 stones, remember? If you had them going, career mark, future done, first class achieved, everything good, one bad move of a wrong marriage, your entire life. It goes beyond the external. I don't care how pretty she is. whether she wears a bone straight to bed or whether she is the most beautiful, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Prayerlessness is a proof that your future is under attack. Prayerlessness is a proof that your future is already under siege. Herod was not afraid of baby Jesus. Herod, he was not afraid of baby Jesus. Herod was afraid of King Jesus. So the only way to protect yourself is to pray about your today. Pray about your tomorrow. Pray about your marriage. Whether you have met that guy or not, one of the prayers I kept praying, Lord, a minute before it is too late to marry a wrong person, break it. A broken engagement is better than a broken life. Because a broken marriage can break your life except God steps in. The time of singleness is not when to tell me how lonely you are. When you are single, it's the time for discovery. It's the time to know your purpose. It's the time to figure out what God wants for your life. It's not the time to be hopping from one boyfriend to the other. Don't be a toy. If you act like a toy, your world will play with you. Don't be a toy. There is a time to search. I say it this way, that a time of courtship is a time to be in court. Drag the person to court. And convince me beyond any reasonable doubt that you are the one for me and I'm the one for you. It's a time to be in court, guys. Take me to court and I'll take you to court. Convince me. So the time of courtship is not the time to be having sex. Premarital sex is a thief. It comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If all you are having as a single person is sex, when we are coming to one another, we are not thinking of conversation. We are not thinking of depth. We are not thinking of discovery. We are not thinking of anything but to pleasure the body. And when this one is open, this one is closed. When this one is open, when this one is closed, this one is open. So decide which one you are opening. I told you yesterday, nobody will pay for a cow if he gets the milk for free. So the reason why the guy has been dating you for 5 years and there is no date yet is because you are no longer a mystery. You are no longer a mystery. There is no, he's not in a hurry. Why have you turned yourself into a wife before you are made a bride? Many crises in life are traced to foundation. You know what the word of God says? Proverbs 18:22. He says, he that findeth a wife has found a good thing. And he has obtained favor from the Lord. He didn't say he that findeth a babe. He didn't say he that findeth a chick. So you better know what you are looking for. When you find a wife, from the minute your eyes are set on it, you will know this one is a wife. It's not what you put on. It's not what you hang on. No. The Bible says a prudent wife is from the Lord. Make sure you know what you are looking for. This is the best time of your life to have a checklist. What are you looking for? Do you know exactly what you are looking for? When you see it, will you know it? I don't care if the person is as short as a Maltex bottle. If they carry the Spirit of God, know what you are looking for. All these externalities, they are subject to vanish. Bible says charm is deceitful, beauty is vain. A person that fears the Lord shall be praised. If the person has money today, how do you guarantee that they have it tomorrow? Do you know that God is your guarantee? Stop picking abysmally. Be led by the Spirit of God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me show you something else. 1 Samuel 18:21. Here's another chance to kill him. Here is another chance to see him killed by the Philistines. Saul said to himself. But David said, today, you have a chance to become, Then Saul told his men to say to David, here's another chance to see him, killed by the Philistines. Saul said to himself, but to David, he said, today, you have a second chance to become my son-in-law. The KJV version puts it this way, that Michal was in love with David, but didn't tell us that David was in love with Michal. It was a one-sided love. It was Michal that was in love with David. Let's see 20. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Now show us 21. And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be what? I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law and the one of the twin. David was the only fool in the package. And what was David's problem? David just felt, because the Bible never told us that David loved Michal. It was Michal that loved David. And who was Michal? The daughter of the king. She was the pebble of town, the desire of the nation. Everybody wanted Michal. She, because once you marry the daughter of the king, there are some things you will not need to do again. David had no understanding that he was the king tomorrow. If David had a glimpse where he was going, he would not beg Michal for love. He would have checked the treaty he was about to sign. He would have checked what he was getting himself into. Sweetheart, you are not an ordinary person. You are God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10 says that you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You may not know yourself. You may not know where you are going, but you are so precious to God. The devil wants to set a trap to hold you down in a marriage problem. You think Pastor Tinu can preach? The best of the preachers have been told, sit down. Want to go and preach you. They married the wrong. The man is too insecure. He won't let you go. So she's preaching to her flowers. Because she married the wrong man. There are men that are CEOs. Fantastic brains that God told you. But you know why you are still a little man? Because of your insecure wife. Who is Abigail? Why are you talking to Zipporah? You think everybody that is serious-minded thinks only about sex and immorality? But until your spouse comes into purpose and alignment with what you are meant to do, you can't go far. Michal loved David, but David did not love her. Why did you go? Because she was the king's daughter. But do you know that you are the king too? If David only knew the majesty. If you get to Israel today, everything is named about David. Everything. But at the time that God was preparing him, he was still a mire in the hands of the Lord. And he was impatient and in a hurry. He needed to step into the palace quickly, you see. What he did not know was that it was a snare. The father's plan was to kill him. He said, now you are coming close so that the hands of the Philistines can get on you fast. But he claimed he was in love. Lord, have mercy. There are some tests you need to run before you marry. There are some things you need to know before you say, I do. I told my daughters, cram this test. You must know them. Number one is integrity test. There are about 8 tests that you need to know. You need to know you're working out your will and we are coming with you. Yes. This is for the married people. Yes, I got it. Test to run before you say I do. Integrity test. I need you to write those down now. Run your integrity test. Does this person have integrity? It's beyond you coming to church. Many people are in church, but they are not in Christ. Does he have integrity? Does she have integrity? You need to run your spirituality test. Does this person truly love Jesus? Or are there those people that have a form of godliness? Those people that say, no, I'd rather stream online. How does Pastor lay hands on you online? How do I break bread with you online? The demons that are worrying you, how do I cast them out online? Spirituality test. Compatibility test. I would ask you, and I'm coming down very soon, don't worry. And if you're a parent, don't disconnect. These are the things you are going to tell your daughter. When you say, Mommy, I love him. I still love him. Have you conducted your boundary test? Does this guy have boundaries? A guy that wants to touch you now is a hunter. What you need is a shepherd. A hunter wants to kill and eat. Every investment a hunter is making is rubbing Maggie on you, is to grill you and eat you. But a shepherd will not. A shepherd wants to cultivate you. Yeah. Love tests. Please, love must not be one-sided. It is the world system that says only the man should love you. Don't marry a woman that does not love you. You must know that this person I'm about to walk down the aisle can take a bullet for me. And love can be substantiated. Bible says, "For God so loved the world, he gave." It's not only men that should give gifts. Women should give gifts too. You have just turned yourself to a principality. He should call me. He's the one chasing me. Please, this is not Babylon. We are in the house of God. We run love like God's children. First, see that guy as your brother in Christ. First, see him as your brother in Christ. They call you four times. You don't pick. You say, well, the guy is chiking me. He's not chiking you. He's looking for a wife, not a babe. Remove that babe mindset. That's what they do in the world. We are not in the world. We are not babes. We are Christians. You are a daughter of Zion. Respond like one. Any little thing you block, I blocked him. I can't take nonsense. I blocked him. Check whether sanity test is what I need to add to this my list. Because some people are not sane. Are you normal? Can I introduce you to my mother? Are you all normal? A lot of people are not normal. Pastor, a lot of people are not normal. Minimal misunderstanding, you have blocked me. These are mental health issues. What has happened? Two adults should have misunderstanding. Disagree to agree, agree to disagree. Must I embrace your point of view? Why are you so angry? Run the test. Let us know that you are okay. Sanity test. After I've seen that you are beautiful, are you normal? We cannot relate. Because there are some things that some people do, you're just wondering. But you were saying in church, you remember yesterday, we were talking about green leaves. Don't be a green leaf without fruits. While you are single, is the best time to work on your fruit of the Spirit. Pastor, when Rebecca, how tired, Rebecca in Genesis 24, she went to the well. Somebody had already prayed. Before he left Eliezer of Damascus, he had already prayed. He said, any lady that I meet today, who will say, I would ask, give me water to drink. And the girl will respond, I will give you water to drink and your camels also. A girlfriend is different from a wife material. You better be a wife material and be as much as 10 yards. Do you people know how to measure yards of clothes here? Liters. Be like 10 liters of material. Yeah. Did you see the efficiency of Rebecca? She kept going. One girl. And the Bible already told us she was beautiful. The Bible already told us she was a virgin. The Bible already told us that she was the one man in the family ministry, my family business. She was not a layabout or a layover. Yet she was humility personified. Many guys cannot take a lot of these girls home because I can't introduce you to my mother. A guy and a girl were already dating in Nigeria. They had gone on for about 2-3 years when the mother said, let me come and see what you said you have found. And the day the girl came home, the mother was there. The guy was not around. A time is going to come that it's going to be you and your mother-in-law alone. So all this drama that everybody is helping you cover, it will soon show. Go and learn. The mother got a broom and started sweeping. Guess what the modern-day Rebecca did? She raised her leg for the mother to sweep very well. Yeah. So all this, she's the best thing that happened since sliced bread. The mother was not interested. She cannot be your wife. That was what broke that 3 years marriage. You are writing a test every day, you just don't know. You are meeting that spouse every day, you just don't know. When you showed courtesy in the cinema, opening the door, you got somebody's attention. When you offered somebody a cup of water, you are not flirting, you are being nice. Praise the Lord. Run your boundaries test. Run your love test. Does he love me? Does she love me? How have they substantiated? You must be sensitive in your season. You told your girlfriend, my mother has not been feeling so good. You have seen yourself 3 times now. She has not asked you, how is your mother? Thank you, sir. What people don't understand is that marriage is 90% practical, 10% spiritual. Marriage is 90% practical. Please give a brand new baby to a modern day girl. That's when you see that there's a problem. They don't know how to hold a baby. The only thing they have is academic sense. Zero social skill. Indomie generation. Pasta. They will cook pasta. They will tell you this one is stir fried. Can you cook native soup? Native pastor made native soup for me. A man. He made native soup for me. I was dreaming. Pastor, do you know when I woke up today? 7 o'clock. It was the bell that woke me up. Pastor, he literally gave me, he sedated me with a good meal. Will somebody's child suffer because they married you? Conduct your family background check. Family background check. Are you writing? I pity you. Me, I'm going today. If you don't have any of these things, it's not me. Family background check. No matter how beautiful she is, are they mad in their family? Do they beat women in their family? Do they beat women? Are they women fighters? There are so many wives that beat up their husbands, but they are too ashamed to come out to say. We are making it look like it's only men that beat women. The percentage of women that attack their husbands is higher and more now. Any little thing you have slapped a man is mental problem. It's not normal. Family background check. It's important. It's important. I have a right to choose my battles. I have a right to choose what I want. It's not every battle that I have the grace for. I have a right to choose, and that's what you should do. Purpose test, though. Purpose test. Where is this guy going to? Where is she going to? Some people's biggest dream in life is to marry and wear a ring. Oh, so you want to wear a ring now and become a liability? You told me that you are a woman. What does that mean? We are living where we are in the world today. Everybody should be employed. Everybody should have a means of livelihood. The reason why some people cannot be respected is because the man has checked you head to toe. You have no value. And it's worse when it's the man that does not know his purpose. So many men are comfortable to be fed. A man to be clothed. A man, a woman is paying rent on your head. A man, the only thing you brought into a marriage is erection. Foul. Foul. No. A man. The meaning of man, M-A-N, you must be matured. You must be adorable, and you must, what's that, my N again? I can't remember, but I have it. Three things that depict a man. You must be hardworking. It's only modernization that I see that what it means to be a man is to be beautiful. What is the economic benefit of your beautiful looks? What is the economic value of your good looks? When we were growing, a man was about muscle. Looking rugged and working hard. We didn't see men when we were growing up. They were working, bringing back money. We are seven of us. My mother never contributed school fees. Never. That's why when my father roars like a lion, we take our number. When he roars, everybody takes their place, including my mother. Because he earned his bragging rights. He earned his bragging rights. But today, a man, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, is pressing Nintendo. Pressing phone. Saying, baby, where are you? Baby is walking. She is walking. It's not sane to have a baby conversation at 12 noon. If you are unemployed, get a job. Go and drive Uber. Go and look for something. Bring something to the table. It will enhance your honor and your respect. The reason why women cannot respect you is because there is no meaningful contribution. A man ought to lead. A man ought to be a spiritual cover. You are not any of this. Before you walk down the line, find his purpose. A man must be able to paint a picture of tomorrow for you. Do you know that's what happened in Proverbs 30? Lemuel's mother, she said, you are a king in the making. Look at who should sit in your palace. She was the one that painted the picture of the virtuous woman. He said, you are a king. Don't bring anybody into your palace. From the get-go, you should see the father of your children in this man. From the get-go, you should see the mother of your children in her. This girl that have her breast is out, what should she teach my daughter? This guy that is so, I don't know, you can't be the father of my children. Go and paint a picture of the future you see. Otherwise, you'll find your own. See, there was nothing wrong with Micah, and there was nothing wrong with David, but they were not meant for each other. Everybody is not meant for you. Go for your type. Look for your size. Don't major on the minor and don't minor on the major. Spirituality test. Does this guy pray? Does he have an intimate relationship with the Lord? When the storms of life come, because they will come, can this one stand behind me? The Bible says, Matthew something, that the wind blew. The rain came. Mighty was the fall of the one that was built on the sand, but the one that was built on the rock. Does your boyfriend have a Bible study life? Wait, is your boyfriend under any voice of authority? There is nothing more dangerous for your life than to be dating somebody who has no authority cover over them. Nobody. When you are in your madness, there is no one call she can make to say, no, I'm going to call and I'm going to report you. Hey, run for your life. A man without a pastor is like a trailer without brakes. A woman without a mentor and a leader, a mother figure. My God, that's Jezebel. Somebody should be able to stop you. No matter what it is. She has packed her suitcase. She has packed her bag. She's so angry. We've all gone through this. I won't lie. I've been married 26 years. But if my pastor's voice is saying, okay, calm down. It's okay. Look at this. No, stop. He's alive. These are verifiables. I told you guys that the first 5 years of our marriage, we were two wild animals in the zoo. He's a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. I'm the first daughter of my family. alpha female. My husband himself is the table. We were two warriors, but we were under authority, sir. And we were under covenants. Are you dating somebody who has told you we are not going to tell anybody? Bless you, I'd run. We won't tell anybody. We don't want anybody to know. It's private. There's nothing private. What are you privating? What are you privating? What are you going through that nobody has gone through before? If you guys are already having sex and you want to stop it, let me tell you the only solution. Report yourselves. Report yourselves. You see that somebody will become normal. Say, the embarrassment I went through with Pastor and Mama, I don't want to go through that again. I'm not visiting your house and you two are not visiting my house. It's not that we're breaking up, but we are raising the bars. Yeah. I talked about love test, spirituality test, integrity test, boundary test, capacity test, temperament test, family background test, and purpose test. Run all of those. Make sure you run all of them. Take sex out of it. I told you already, it's a blinder. What else do you need before you say, I do? Don't ignore the red flags. Don't ignore the red flags. Don't marry an unbeliever. Don't marry an unbeliever. God said it clearly in 2 Corinthians 6:14 to 18. He says, what fellowship has light with darkness? What fellowship has Belial with Christ? Don't marry an unbeliever. And you see that red flag that I just went casually over is because my time is almost up. The things that destroyed marriages were there from the very beginning, but they were ignored. What that girl is going to eventually nail you by was there from the get-go, but was ignored. That guy that was shouting at you over every small thing, you did not know that that was a killer. The Bible says every good man at the beginning brings the best of himself. That's what he said in John 2. Everyone at the beginning brings the best wine. If this guy in his best is slapping you and you're saying, I'm the one that provoked him, he's normally not the angry type. I'm the one that made her angry. She's so sweet. Hey! She will sleep with a knife by her side. Don't ignore a red flag. Be observant of the little things. You are the traffic light. You're saying, baby, it's red. Shut up. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. Hey. Love is not rude. If this girl is severely rude, don't ignore it. I'm not saying look for every reason to break up a relationship, but look, these are all reasons to have deep conversations. That's what courtship is about. Deep conversations. Why are you impatient? Why are you so angry? Many people have not cured their childhood trauma. It's going to raise its head again in marriage. And guess what? The serpent in the book of Genesis became a dragon in Revelation. They don't go away. What you don't deal with does not go away. Is she living above her means? Talk about it. Is she a lazy girl? Talk about it. Is he a lazy guy? He's just always explaining, always full of excuses. Does he have problems apologizing? Does she have problems apologizing? Talk about it. These are red flags. Does she oversleep? Does she overeat? Is he a beggar? Is he dirty? Is she dirty? Talk about it. Finally, don't marry to change anybody. What you see is what it is. You don't have what it takes to change anybody. You are not his 10th girlfriend. 9 people have come before you, they couldn't do it. So I don't know why you think you are the miracle worker. What it is what it is. Going back to that story in Joshua, it was a full packaged deception. But the Bible says they did not consult the Lord. Don't marry anybody without getting a word from God. We are still in marriage because we got a word from God. Because that word will be tested. You know the word God gave me 26 years ago, I still have it. Philippians 2. He said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he took on himself the nature of a servant and he humbled himself. He gave me Psalm 45. He said, come down from the horse that brought you from your father's house, that your king may have pleasure in you. Yes. So every time my ancestors hit my head, that scripture will jam me. Don't forget he's a king. Treat him like the king he is. When he was not aligning like I wanted, I started praying scriptures of kings. He said, woe unto you, O land, when your king is a child. I said, Lord, I refuse for my king to be a child. Adorn him and help him to become the king that I can respect. You see why the word of God is important. You must have the word of God because that's all you have to fight and contend for your own territory. If you don't have a word and all you want is a big event, big as Shwebi. I don't know what you people wear here. Fine makeup, good event center. That's a good wedding. It's not the same thing as a good marriage. Have you learned something this morning? I just want us to pray. I have just 2 minutes to go. If you are single here, I need you to pray for yourself. Lord, I will not fall a victim of destiny mismatch. And if you have children, pray God, they will not make me sad in the evening of life. I will not be running helter-skelter, God, trying to resolve conflicts. Father, lead my children to the right people. They will not inherit death wrapped in love. Samson was a man, but Delilah was sent to kill him, and she got it done. Father, I will not make a mistake maritally. I didn't say look at me, I said pray. Lord, I will not make a mistake. You have the chance to pray for your sisters. You have the chance to pray for your brothers. Can you call your children by name this morning and say, Lord, Jemima, you will not make a costly error. Shekinah, you will not make an error that will break my heart. You will not break your father's heart by choosing useless men. You will not marry incompetent men. You will not marry men without purpose. You will not marry men without vision. You will not marry men that are meh. You will not marry irresponsible guys. You will marry people that will translate your life, not competitors, not people that will be competing with you. Ah, my children, you'll be led by the Spirit of God. You'll be led by the Spirit of God. I come against every destiny mismatch. Every trap the enemy has laid in wait for you, you will not fall inside. Every trap, every marital trap, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, a minute before it is too late, you will stop yourself. The Holy Spirit will stop you. You will not make a destiny error. You will not commit a destiny error. You will not marry a wrong person. I declare it on this altar. You will not marry men that are on drugs. We will not be visiting rehabilitation center because you married. Hey! No man will come and mess up your destinies. You will not marry men that are conversant in the prison. No! You'll marry somebody that loves Jesus. Let me leave this with you. It is better to wait than to waste. It is better to wait than to waste.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.